Foo Fighters, All My Life on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant, and Carl Pilkington.
Indeed.
Genius Carl Pilkington, as Heat Magazine said.
Really? Is that what he's referred to now?
Yeah, yeah. Genius. Saying about people tuning in just to hear his games, such as Educating Ricky. Have you got some Educating Ricky for me?
Got some
education. I need some education, Carl.
That's coming
later. Desperately need some education. I want to learn about Chinese kids that are born hairier than average. I want to hear about deaf girls that can hear after their mum hits their head against a wall. These are the things I need to know.
I mean, I don't wish to be disrespectful. He doesn't look like a genius.
He doesn't look like
a genius.
But
then I don't know what a genius looks like.
Exactly,
so,
Steve.
You know, I don't want to be an
unfair. Look at Einstein.
Yeah.
His mum thought he was mental as a child.
Where'd you get that information from?
That was in the Einstein book.
But it was in the Einstein book, then it's presumably true.
Which Einstein book is that? His Theory of Relativity?
The big book of Einstein stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the big bumper book of Einstein stuff. It's for a coach trip, and you have to fill in E equals MC1 squared, two fish, or three, hello! And then it's multiple choice, and you fill it. It's great. It's
Did his mum think, A, he was a genius, B, mental?
Most people go for A, but it is in fact B. She thought he was mental at the age of 28. Oh, Carl, you never let me down. You never let me down. So have you got Educating Ricky for me?
We've got Educating Ricky coming up.
We've got Rockbusters.
We've got Rockbusters.
Some great as seen and talked about in Heat.
In Heat Magazine.
It's got really tough this week now. We're not messing about anymore.
Right.
Got some good prizes.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll talk about those later. Right. Because, I mean, was it last week that you had the classic? Was it, I can't remember, I'm paraphrasing, Carl, apologies. Something like, I'm here in Texas, I've fallen in a puddle and my knee has got wet.
Yeah. Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Also, it was last week when there was a little bit of confusion over the one for Holly Valance. Right?
Of course. I don't think it was confusion. I think it was your error.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
And it was Holy Valance, and you meant Pelmet.
Ah. Then Becky, who called up that time and said, "Oh, if you're getting mistaken with Pelmet, right?" She sent me an email in a week saying, "I've done a bit of research.
Yeah.
It was my fault. I've made an error.
Yeah.
It is a Valance."
Okay.
And I know about Valances, as I told you last week at the very end, my auntie loves them.
Yeah.
Right? She makes them. She started off just like putting them on top of the, sort of window around the curtain. And then she thought, oh, I can do more with this.
Yes.
And she had a little coffee table that had magazines underneath, and she said, I'm sick of seeing them magazines when I'm sat down.
She sounds like a Pilkington.
So...
I'm sick of seeing the magazines when I sit down.
So she put a Valance around the table.
She just got Valances around everything now. Right?
Then, next step, she tapes everything. She never actually watches telly, she tapes it all. Because she gets sick of listening to the adverts and that.
Yeah.
So she tapes everything. So she's got loads of videotapes and that. And the video used to get on her nerves. When she was watching a film, she'd see the clock changing.
Oh.
And it distracted her from the film, so she put a Valance around that.
That's genius.
Is it mental? Only Mrs. Einstein can tell us.
I don't know. She's even made a little Jack Russell look like a hovercraft.
Yeah.
It's great.
So everything's got a Valance.
If you go round and you stand still for too long, the chances are
she'll put a Valance
on your head.
Yeah. This is this is Auntie who?
Auntie Nora.
And this is the one that farted for 5 minutes.
She did.
Lest our listeners forget.
Farted
for 5 minutes, called his mum, saying I'm farting. 2 minutes into the fart.
She said about 2.5 minutes in.
Yeah. She said, I'm about 2.5 minutes into the fart.
Well, my mum said, how long's been going on for? She said, well, it was about 2.5 minutes before I called you.
Yeah.
And then it went on for a further two and a half minutes or something. And then it stopped. And,
she couldn't time it because there was a Valance over the clock.
Yeah,
because it used to annoy her when she was on the phone that you put her off seeing
the
time.
She was
guessing it was 5 minutes.
This was one consistent fart.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't making a noise, it was just...
Oh, it wasn't making a noise?
Just gas.
Right, endless gas.
So, there you go.
That's fantastic. Well, we started off with a new one, a little bit of Foo Fighters. We like new and old on this show, don't we?
Indeed, we like to mix it up.
I'd like to play it to the Smiths from their debut album, I Don't Owe You Anything. I Don't Owe You Anything. The lads from Carl's hometown there.
Indeed.
The Smiths. Brilliant, that one. Wow, I went to Manchester, didn't I, the other day? Went up to Manchester for a little corporate. It was all right.
Yeah.
He went, wait till you get out. You see, Piccadilly, it's better than Euston. Right. It was. It was nicer. I went outside and there was a ridiculous queue, and sort of one cab.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Horse drawn.
Yeah. And so I walked and it was okay. It was only down the road. It was a bit dark. It was wet and raining.
Obviously, it's the north.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. The hotel was very nice, but no minibar. I've never seen that before. I've travelled all over the world seeing a hotel without a minibar. So I don't know what's going on then. I don't know what's going on there. And then I did this corporate gig in Old Trafford. The pitch was up. Don't know what they were doing, but you know, very impressive. Big impressive. I think they're the richest football club, aren't they, Carl?
Yeah.
You did a gig at where?
Old Trafford. It was in a function room.
Oh,
there
well, I thought it was the stadium.
No, I'm not that big yet. Yeah. No, but I mean, you know, I can't really comment on Manchester. I do know that Liverpool was voted most important music city via poll.
True enough.
Carl, you're making noises while I'm talking.
Yeah, but you do this all the time, trying to wind me up. And I'm not saying Manchester's the best place in the world, but what I'm saying is there's bits of it that I really miss.
Yeah.
Like last Sunday, right? When I'd met up with Ricky, we had a spaghetti bolognese, which was all right. And then I said, I need some soil.
Damn, I wish you'd invited me. It sounds amazing.
So I need some soil. What do you think?
You need some what? Soil?
Soil. Yeah.
I need to repot a plant, right?
Yeah.
So
you need to repot a plant.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
So I'm like, where you can't see these shops in London. You can't. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing around.
I took him straight to one in my street.
Yeah, but near your street, and that's probably the only one in London.
Well, you say that, Carl.
No, it does annoy me. Round my way, it's like, you know.
You can't move for soil shops.
There's earth. You can just pick up handfuls walking down the street.
Yeah, incredible. People just lean over into someone's front garden. No, yeah. You can take the plants as well.
No, but what I'm saying is,
go on.
Manchester, there's loads of decent hardware shops.
Yeah.
Here. You know, if you want a panini and a latte or whatever, you can't move from. But for soil, I had to go virtually how many miles away from me to carry that soil home and stuff.
Yeah.
It's not good. I mean, London's all right, but if cities were sort of marked.
It's neglecting the peat. market, yeah. Really, isn't
well, there's
it?
Barely. I mean, there's barely any mulch available in central London.
I'm sick and tired of not getting a good, decent compost of a Sunday.
Indeed.
So you know, I'm thinking of moving to the north, where there is loads of soil and gravel,
indeed,
and animal shite.
Whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, whatever.
Sorry, you were going to say, if you're marking cities out of 10, what would you give London?
Well, if you were marking them on, like, you know, on what they have.
Right. As opposed to what?
Well, as opposed to
how you spell it.
Say, like, I think the greatest city in the world is Rome. Right? Okay. It's pretty amazing.
Mm. Yeah.
Have you been?
What? Yeah. Why do you think that though?
Just because, like, you turn a corner and there's something there that's really old, right?
Right.
Like, you're going down a normal street.
go and stay in a Darby and Joan club.
Yeah.
No. But it's like you're going down the road and then you turn a corner and like the Colosseum's in the middle of a busy road. It's like, what's that doing there?
Yeah.
And just when you think there's no more, you turn another corner.
It's almost as if that was there first.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
But do you know what I mean? London.
Yeah.
What have we got? You know, Trafalgar Square's world known. And you go there, what's there?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So there's a lot of space there. Get one big B&Q.
In Trafalgar Square. To
cater for the whole of people who live sort of central London-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'd be happy, but what I'm saying
is, with Nelson just popping up through the middle? Because you could still see it, couldn't you?
Yeah.
It's a great
idea. B&Q could be like the whole sort of flat thing and make it sort of grey so it looked like rock. And then Nelson popping up.
Make it classy is what you're saying.
Yeah. Stone clad it.
Yeah.
So it looks like you've made an effort.
Exactly.
And then you can pop in and then you can go out and go, oh, look, Nelson's column. Oh, look at that. Isn't Nelson? Oh, look at that. The victory. Defeat. That's fantastic. One of the greatest living.
Yeah.
I need some nails.
Yeah. Perfect. Killing two birds with one stone, you say.
But why isn't there more than them shops? Because when I went into yours, every time I've been in there twice now. The first time was to get a shower head. Right?
Right.
And I went in there, couldn't resist buying something else. I ended up getting some super glue as well.
Hey, right. Big spender.
And then, last Sunday we went in there, got two bags of soil. Not one, I bought two.
Yeah.
And I bought some scissors to cut plants with.
Secateurs.
Well, you don't. Scissors. You never know when you want, you know, you might need more soil, I suppose.
Well, I've got
stocked out now. Where do you keep it, under your bed?
Sorry, this isn't going out, is it, this conversation? It's not going out on air.
I got a feeling it might be.
You're joking. We better play a record.
Okay.
Play a classic.
Yep.
Hives. Hate to Say I Told You So on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, obviously, with me, Steve Merchant, and Carl Genius Pilkington.
Absolutely.
I was watching a bit of TV. Carl the Brain Pilkington.
Yeah, the Brain. Brains. Yeah. I was watching a bit of TV last night, Rick.
Go on.
And I had a little
Children
thought.
Need?
No, well, I didn't watch Children Need.
No,
I was
treat.
Watching something. I think it was last night, it was a bit earlier. I had a little thought for lads that might be out tonight, you know, on the Raz.
Yeah.
Maybe they get a little bit of success with the ladies.
Yeah.
This was something that struck me as I was watching it. A lot of gentlemen, you know, when they're engaged in, you know, an act of, you know, relations with a lady, they like to sort of, you know, think of an image or something that will prevent them from, you know, and you catch my drift. We're men in the world.
Grandmother's funeral is a cliche, isn't it?
Exactly. And I'll tell you what I think it should be. Rick Waller jogging. I was watching Fit Club.
I
have never seen anything
I liked
like
it when
Rick.
Harvey lost it with him.
Oh, man alive. I mean, I know I slag him off, but I don't really like him either. I just think he comes across appallingly. And I think, you know.
When he just walked away in that mid-conversation talking to that bloke, they're doing it for his good,
I know,
really.
But he's like 31 stone?
I think he lost a bit. I think he's 29 now. Don't exaggerate, Steve. You're making him sound like a fat.
but you know, I mean, yeah.
That was close, wasn't it?
When having sex, you know, apparently, thinking of, Rick Waller.
Oh,
helps.
Oh, don't look what's happened.
Exactly.
Is this the reverse effect? Yeah. Oh, no, me and Carl.
No, if you're with a lady, apparently that works.
I know, he's out now, isn't he? He's out.
Did he walk out?
I think so. I think that's it, from what
no,
I can-
No, no, I think next week they kick him out, because I read something about, they get rid of him next week because of his attitude. And first time I read it, I thought he'd actually ate someone's hat.
You lost me.
He's got rid of him because of the attitude. Oh,
everything you think of now is puns. You can't get puns out of your head, can you?
Oh, God, you're great. Look at his little face.
He's so pretty. How long
good.
Have you been working on that?
You've got to love, you've got to give him that. That was a real joke. Look at his face. He knew it was funny. It was meant to be funny. He said it to be funny, and it was. Well done. Well done.
I'm just interested, I just want to dissect it, because it was brilliant, and I'm wondering, how long have you been working on it?
About 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, it's good stuff, it was worth the wait.
I got it now.
Oh, well done.
The Hattitude.
Well, I don't think, there's only one band that can top that, another band from Manchester, Oasis.
Oh.
Vines, Ms. Jackson on XFM 104.9. I'm Mick Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. Right. Getting towards that time where Carl really kicks into action. We've got the quiz, we've got Rockbusters, the quiz that's a bit like Blockbusters but mainly around music. Yeah, and a pun, a scenario, based in wordplay by Carl, and you know how good he is at that.
Can I tell you what the prizes are this week? Because they're worth playing for.
Please do.
Okay, we got on DVD the Manic Street Preachers Greatest Hits on DVD. The videos, I'm assuming. The film Human Traffic, it's a remix DVD version of that. I think we were giving this away last week. You've obviously got a bulk stock of these. Groove Armada's Love Box, an album from them. The best air guitar album in the world ever. That's got the likes of Queen, Adams, Palmer, Leopard,
Aerosmith.
Idol. I don't see it.
I think the Smiths should be on there.
We've got Purple, Wolf, Cooper, Top, Quo, and, Back, Nickelback. there was another one around, actually. I seem to have lost one of the prizes cards.
Here we go.
Yeah, this is, you may have seen this advertised on TV, the Best Bands Ever album. And, just imagine who this is aimed at. It's got, Oasis on there, Nickelback, Coldplay, da-da-da. The Dandy Warhols, Bohemian Like You, in brackets, as featured in the Vodafone TV ads. Then it's got Smash Mouth, Walking on the Sun, as featured in the Ford Fiesta TV ads.
It's for people who didn't know they liked indie.
Exactly, exactly.
They go, I don't like indie, but you do. Do you like this advert?
Yeah.
Do you like this advert? Yeah. Well, you like indie then? I do! I love indie!
I can't believe it!
That's great!
Yeah. The Mock Turtles, Can You Dig It? As featured in the Vodafone TV ads.
I really like indie!
Do you love the T-Mobile TV ad?
Yeah.
You'll love this. It's got Royce Cup on there, which is featured in there. So that's an album for people who don't like music.
That's great. That's coming up, Rockbusters.
But I also have a movie because you know last week I gave away Executive Decision.
Yeah,
that was on TV last night. Yeah, so you didn't receive my copy.
But they probably watched it before it was
indeed,
on TV.
Yeah,
a few days
I
before.
I was clearing out, Rick.
Yeah.
Last night I found another one which might be just to entice people.
Go on. What is it?
It's
coming out the bag.
The Pelican Brief.
Oh!
Another arbitrary film choice on VHS. Pelican Brief. Robert Washington. You know,
get it now on VHS before there are no more VHSs around.
It was $6.99. I'm giving that away as well.
That's great. And that's his personal collection.
That's from my personal collection.
Did you see that picture, Carl Boyd?
I don't think it's even rewound from when I watched it.
Really?
No, it's not. You can rewind that yourself.
Brilliant. That's a little touch of Steve Merchant there.
Exactly.
Did you see that picture that you brought in?
I have actually. Can I see it again, Carl? Yeah, it's just a picture. You carry it with you, do you? You know what?
Well, no. He found it, right?
Last week I was sorting it because I'm moving. I'm sorting all my files out and that. And because this is the only school picture.
So he had one school picture taken when he was. Was that 10, 1981?
I was about eight, nine.
Okay, tell the story. Why is that the only school picture you had taken?
Just because. No, I had them all. I was always had them taken, right? But my dad thought they were overpriced for what you get. Because really, he said that the whole idea of a good picture is like not only the person that's in it, but like the surroundings.
Yeah.
So like if you're on holiday, he'll look at me and he'll go, "Oh yeah, you're looking well there. What's that hill in the background?" Mm. Or something like that.
Mm. Whereas with that's Rick Waller catching up.
Yeah, yeah. But all you get on these school pictures is like a blue background, isn't it? Yeah. So it was like, I'm not paying for that.
Sure.
And it was a big one. You get a bigger one than that, but that's just like a little passport size, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That was £1.60. Okay. And he wasn't really happy paying that because he said you could get like some done from True Print for a lot cheaper.
That he could take himself.
Yeah.
So did he tell you at the time that was the last time he was paying for a school picture?
He said, "I'll get you one because it's good to have a picture of you at school."
Yeah.
Because I hardly ever went and all that.
Mm.
So he said, like...
What's that in the background? That's my school dad.
Yeah. Oh, I don't recognise it. Is there any interesting stories about it? Not really.
So, I was a good-looking kid though, wasn't I?
What are you doing with your mouth though, Carl? It looks like you're sort of... It looks like a bit like you're a ventriloquist dummy.
What do you mean?
Well, it looks like you're sort of scrunching your mouth up or pursing your lips or something. Do you not think?
Ooh.
I mean, now you've got, dare I say it, very kissable lips. So in here, look how thin they are. Look at those little thin lips. It's like you...
I'm smiling.
That's a smile?
That's what I didn't recognise that
no,
either.
I didn't realise that was a smile.
Is that what you look like when you smile?
Yeah.
Oh.
And what's happening with the head?
Has your dad seen you smile before then?
Well, I think that's why he wanted to buy one as well. That's like, so he can remember what it was like.
Right.
Yeah, I don't smile.
When did you stop smiling? When was the last time you had fun and you just like happy go lucky? When can you remember when you had no weight of the world on your shoulders?
I often think that because I don't sleep like I did, like when I was a kid. I had really good sleeps, and now I don't.
Right.
So I think.
But you've got a lot of things on your mind. You know, where can I buy soil?
Yeah, how can I confuse a computer by tapping in Y in the search engine? Yeah, yeah.
Probably when I was 14, I was stress-free.
Uh-huh. Were you?
Yeah.
When was the paper round?
Probably when I was 15.
Right. That's when it started, was it?
I reckon. That's when I started getting stressed. Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm just looking at the haircut you've got in the... Because obviously I've not seen you before with hair, and it's an interesting mop. Do you have that done at Barbara's?
No, my mum used to do it.
Yeah, she cut that?
Yeah.
Right,
What she used to do, you can't see it in that picture, but there was one where she did bit of a mess of it. I mean, it looks quite
I can't tell from this picture.
No, that's one of the better ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
right. Were you bullied much?
on one of them, she used to, like, use a bit of newspaper in front of my eyes so she didn't, like, stick these scissors in my eyes.
So well, newspaper stops scissors every time.
Yeah, because I think they use that for bulletproof vests.
Yeah, the tough fabric of a reconstituted newspaper will stop the scissor any time.
No, definitely. I remember, because I know a lot of UN guys, when they're on patrol, they use some old copies of The Sun.
They put it in their pockets.
Yeah, the Daily Star.
Sorry, yeah, okay, yeah.
So she used to always be on a Sunday night when, like, Songs of Praise is on or something, nothing was on the telly, just before Last of the Summer Wine or something. Yeah. And she used to get the...
What a depressing time that was.
It was.
Having your hair cut and listening to Songs of Praise, waiting for Last of Summer Wine.
Yeah.
I always used to get depressed on Sunday nights.
Well, I'll tell you
what, it wasn't because school was the next morning, it was because the telly was so shite.
Mm. I think it was because school was the next morning, because Antiques Roadshow still does that for me. I see the Antiques Roadshow, I love it, but I'm just thinking I've got to go to school or work tomorrow.
Yeah.
The Roadshow, I wish they put it on the week.
I know, I've never really had that. When I worked, I suppose. I work now. Don't I? No. Oh, what a giveaway.
Really.
What a giveaway.
Sorry, you were telling us a story about...
So anyway, so she'd get the newspaper,
right,
and she'd stick it in front of my eyes, and...
what does that say? Go on.
So she'd
You inherited a lot from your mum, didn't you?
So she'd cut me fringe, right?
Yeah.
But then she'd go, oh, it's not straight. It's not very good. So she'd go again, and she'd keep going, and the problem
is... that why
is,
you're bald now?
I was going to say, is this you have got hair, but she has to get it right, yeah. And it takes her to the back of your neck to get it even.
Yeah. She sort of removed the newspaper, and she was like, oh, God. I said, what? She goes, oh, I'm sorry. And like...
what? Did this happen every Sunday?
No. Can I ask you, Carl, when she was cutting your hair in this picture, do you think she was maybe sidetracked by an interesting article in the paper and really wasn't paying attention to what she was doing?
Or did her favourite hymn come on?
Yeah, indeed.
And she's
or Compo was rolling down the hill.
In a bath.
So yeah, I ended up with, like, you know, a fringe sort of on the back of my head, because she just kept going further and further.
Sure.
But
when did you start going to that barber that was on the railway station?
That's when I started work, so, you know, sort of 16, 17.
Okay. And is he the one that said you have the hair of a Chinaman?
He's the one yeah.
He sounds like a wise man.
Can I just stop? I think maybe we should play a tune, but maybe you could bring in some photos next week, Rick, and we can talk about them on the radio.
Yeah, and I'm just going to do a card trick. Right, take a card. Any card, yeah. Right, look at it. Uh-huh. Is that your card?
Boy with the Arab Strap, Bell and Sebastian. Coming next, Educating Ricky.
U2, Electrical Storm. Steve, am I mental or have we been playing some great tunes
today?
We've
been playing some great tunes. You're not mental. You're a genius.
Yeah. On XFM 104.9, I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington. Carl Pilkington in the chair now. The talked about, the acclaimed Educating Ricky.
Right, well, just in case anyone's new, doesn't normally listen. Yeah. Basically, I'm Educating Ricky. Yeah. Do a bit of research in a week, find stuff, news, history, anything that's interesting. Three stories, I give them a nice little headline. You take your pick. Yeah. Between now and three, you're going to learn three things. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, the headlines are, I'll be no buying one of them.
Give us that again.
I'll be no buying one of them.
Nice, okay.
Yeah. We've also got Hippopotter News.
Okay.
And Chicken You Believe It.
Chicken You Believe It.
Well, I'm going to go for Hippopotter News.
Hippopotter News?
Hippopotter News.
Right, well, this one, it's... I'm not going to take the credit here. I heard Christian talking about this on Breakfast, right? Because it's a good story that happened. Basically, I don't know if I told you about it last week when we were having our spaghetti. But,
oh, I think you did. Right, I know what it is. I know what this
okay,
is.
Okay, I've not heard this.
Right, there's a little midget. Right, there's a circus.
I'm loving it already.
Circus going on somewhere. I think it was in America. Yeah. And,
is that present day or old times?
I'm talking, like, in the last 3 weeks.
Okay.
Right? Little midget, circus, really packed out show. People are loving it.
Right. Steve, you're asked the same question I did, I know.
So there's a little midget jumping up and down on a trampoline.
What's what circus is this?
Right. I take good money to see it.
So everyone's clapping and he's getting carried away.
Because he can't believe they're loving it. I didn't know they'd like a little person on a trampoline, but they love me.
But you know what it's like when, if there's a crowd of people sort of encouraging you to sort of go higher and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he knew it was getting out of hand. But he was jumping and he was coming down there all going, higher, and he's going really high in the air, right? So he's doing this, crowd are clapping. There's a hippo, right, just sat next to the trampoline getting ready to come on and do his act.
Oh, right, I thought he was in the audience.
Getting ready to do his act, Steve.
Yeah. So
he's a ventriloquist.
What do you mean he's sitting by the trampoline waiting to do his act?
Because it's
why does he sit in the dressing room and they go, 5 minutes, Mr. Muss, 5 minutes, Mr. Muss.
So anyway, right? So the hippo's there.
he's getting annoyed, is he? Because the midget's
he's going, how can I follow this? This is really annoying. They're going to be, no.
So
he's thinking, he's already done the trampoline, my pogo stick act is never going to work.
Yeah, go on. So there's a hippo waiting. See, it's a great story, and I just know he embellishes it or it gets slightly wrong. Go on.
So
there's a midget jumping up and down. The hippo's getting annoyed.
The crowd are going mad. The midget's loving it. Can't believe his luck. Although we think, you think, he probably knows he's dicing with danger.
Yeah. So, next thing you know, they're all saying higher, higher. He gives it one big, like, heavy sort of landing on the trampoline, goes really high, but goes off at a funny angle.
Oh.
Hypotenuse.
Okay.
Yeah. And sort of flies off.
Hypotenuse! Hypotenuse!
Sure.
Flies off at a funny angle.
Ooh,
hippo's there, swallows him whole. Crowd are clapping, thinking that's why the hippo was waiting there.
Rubbish. Rubbish.
It's not rubbish, though.
And but no, maybe there was an accident in a circus with a midget and a hippo, eh? But at no point was this hippo waiting to go on, going, come on. The midget flew off at a hypotenuse and landed in the hippo's mouth and was swallowed whole. This is what you embellish it. That is great. And what's
I have to say, though, Rick, when I heard midget trampoline hippopotamus, I was thinking accident waiting to happen.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, maybe. I mean,
it is that you should never put those three together.
Never.
It's a recipe for disaster. It's everyone knows that. Midget trampoline hippopotamus. Are you mental?
You're asking for trouble.
Well,
you know when he told me it, he said, and the midget, he didn't mention the hippopotamus, and he said the midget went on and soon he fell off, and the hippo ate him. And I said, sorry, what was the hippo doing there? He went, it's a circus.
I've never heard of a circus having a hippo.
What do hippos do?
What can they do? You can't train them, can you?
What do you
aren't they, like, very deadly? They're huge, aren't
you
they?
You can't have a hippo in a circus.
Are you sure?
You're not thinking of Zippo.
He's neither clown.
Yeah. It wasn't some sort of... Where Zippo was eating a midget and it's some sort of horrible sexual act.
No, it was definitely... I heard it on breakfast, right?
Okay, sorry.
No, it's definitely fact.
Yeah, okay,
definitely
right,
true.
Okay, good. Well, let's play a record then. So, I'd like to play a classic Springsteen. We're all fans of Springsteen there. This might be his debut album, I'm not sure. Greetings from Asbury Park.
I think it is, yeah.
New Jersey. And this is Growing Up. It's great, it's classic.
Mm.
Springsteen and Growing Up off of Asbury Park album. Great. That made you feel good, Springsteen, didn't he?
He's a joy. He's an absolute joy. Rockbusters.
This is what they're all reading and writing about.
Absolutely. Before you get the clues, let me just remind you of the prizes you're playing for. We've got the Manic Street Preachers Greatest Hits on DVD. We've got the film Human Traffic on DVD. We've got the Best Air Guitar Album 2 on CD. Groove Armadas. Is this their current album?
Yeah.
I guess it's not selling very well. They're still trying to promote that. You can have that as well. If you are a fan of the Ford Fiesta TV ad, of the Vodafone TV adverts, you will love the...
You didn't think you liked indie? Well, you do.
Exactly, and that's got Feeder and Travis and Badly Drawn Boy and all sorts on there. Plus, my own copy, $6.99 it cost me, The Pelican Brief, starring Julia Roberts and Denzel Washington, if you've not seen that. Panned and scanned on VHS.
Do you know what a pelican, I read the other day, that has to turn its head upside down to eat.
Give us the clues.
So, Rockbusters...
Well, let me just explain. A bird has a gullet, an esophagus and a gullet. It's all in one thing. It hasn't got peristalsis, which is the movement that we have that can make food. So, a bird can only rely on gravity.
Yeah.
So, it has to have its head up and has to shake. It can't eat.
You were going to say that, weren't you, Carl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Rockbusters, you mentioned it earlier, one of last week's was, it's a cryptic clue and then some initials. I was in Texas, I fell in a puddle on my knees got wet, WH, Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
That's the sort of thing we...
Use of the word knee twice there in the cryptic clue and in the final
And the word
answer.
Wet, I think you're
right. Yeah, which is wit. Right. So, fine. Good.
So, there's three of them. It's email only, ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
Sure.
Load of stuff to win. Here they go. Right, the first one.
I'm writing these down. Go on.
Making it of them.
The fella has only got one badge left.
The fella has only got one badge left. Yeah. What are the initials?
That's just E.
Just E? Oh, just E.
Just E. The fella has only got one badge left.
This is either a solo artist or a band.
Yeah. Second one, the unmarried lady is a friend I eat out with.
Say that again?
The unmarried lady is a friend I eat out with.
The unmarried lady is a friend I eat out with.
Yeah.
What's the initial?
M-D.
M-D.
M-D. And finally, I really, really love that woman. I love everything she does. That's M.
Now, give us that one again.
I really, really love that woman. I love everything she does.
And that's... Right?
M.
I know, I've got that one.
Right.
Okay. It's great. That's lovely.
So
that's great.
I think the second and third one's quite easy. First one is a killer.
Is it tricky?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. So ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk, and what, we pick a winner out at about 2:45 or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, 2:45. What am I talking about?
2:45.
Yeah. So there you go.
That's dynamite stuff. Well done, Carl.
Excellent.
More educating Ricky next.
Yeah.
Beck, Lost Cause on XFM 104.9. Wow. Carl, we haven't had a lot of emails. They're tough.
I'm struggling.
Yeah.
I've got one, and I'm struggling with two, but I know one of the words, but I can't think of the band that fits it unless the clue's wrong, and I've got no idea with the first one. E.
Give us some again.
Just quickly
again.
Recap. Number one, the fella has only got one badge left. That's E. Second one, the unmarried lady is a friend he out with. That's MD. And the last one, I really, really love that woman. I love everything she does. That's M.
Well, so, Ricky, what is it, Ricky?
ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
So keep those coming in. If there's no winner, we don't know whether to give it to the person who gets the most right first or have a massive rollover. And what a Christmas booty that would be, as Carl said.
Mm.
All those... Imagine what you could have... indecent proposal, maybe.
Who knows?
You know what I mean?
I've got some real junk, so I can bring that in.
Yeah. The mean machine.
Imagine someone
Vinnie
this
Jones.
Christmas. Yeah, exactly. This Christmas. I can't believe it. Thank you so much for the Pelican brief. I noticed you left the price on.
And it's on VHS as well.
Oh, great.
Brilliant. So,
this is perfect Christmas gift, isn't it?
Yeah, really? It's great. Okay. Now,
so
that's going.
CDs
that's going. That's
Christmas
going
gift.
On. That's a big, big, big prize. It's a big weekend prize on XFM. Educating Ricky, part two. Right, what's the clues
right,
left?
Well, we've got left the headlines, I'll be no buying one of them.
Yeah.
And we've also got chicken, you believe it. Chicken, you believe it. So, they're the two that are left. Which one's
right.
you for?
Chicken, you believe it, is not that picture, is it, in it, that we saw?
Which picture?
The bloke with the...
No.
Right,
no.
Okay.
God, that was bad.
Right, okay.
So...
I just better explain
we
that.
We can't really discuss this on air, can we?
Well, we can. Steve brought in, Carl, the best book ever, which is, what is it?
I found it when I was moving house. It's an FHM publication, and it's kind of like lots of grotesque pictures and stories and, like, the book of the... a book of freaks and weirdos and grotesques.
And Carl opened it, and the first one was, like...
At the back.
Well, you couldn't believe your luck, could you?
What was number 50?
A bloke with two heads.
And he said, what's number one?
Yeah.
And then number six, there's a bloke who's a squid or something.
Octopus.
Yeah. He's loving it. At number one, he said, well, it's just a fella under a rock. And I went, oh, no, read on, I think I know about this. And it's the fella that was found, he caused a landslide while having sex with a chicken. And they pulled him off and there he is, the chicken owner.
Right,
so Carl could not believe his luck. So it's not that.
Chicken, you believe it?
I love that one.
You're going for that one?
Yeah.
Right, well, we've talked a lot on the show about,
We've talked a lot on the show?
Yeah. About animals without heads.
We talked about cockroaches could live without a head for 7 days.
Yeah, we talked about that. And then, of course, there was the, the well-known one about the fella who had his head cut off, and he said to his mate, count how many times to blink when my head comes off.
Yeah, when you told it to me, you said his head came off, and he said, as he said to the basket, he said, quick, count how many times I blink. And it was Nick Frost that had to go, no, Carl, no, he said it before. I went, and that was lovely. So, we've talked quite a lot about things, heads coming off. Go on, then.
Well, this one, back in 1945.
You looked it up the date.
He's got a specific date, wow.
Mate Jonathan sent this one, you know him as well, the lad at the BBC, right? He emailed this one in. Mm. So thanks for that. Chicken. It's called Mike.
There's a chicken called. Sorry, I missed a bit there. There's a chicken called Mike.
Okay. Right?
Yeah.
What happened was, it was living on a farm, right? Loads of chickens knocking about, and the owner of the farm is like, you know, getting ready for tea, and his wife says, go out and get a fresh chicken, because my mum's coming round.
Mm.
So he thinks, well, I want to get a good one in, because I want to impress her, because back then, even then, they wanted to impress the mother-in-law and that.
Uh-huh.
So they said, all right, I'll just nip out and get one. So he sees Mike, chicken, running around.
Is this during the war or after the war?
1945, I'd say that was after.
No, ended, well...
It ended in 1945.
Yeah, okay. September, go on.
Yeah. So, chicken's running about. He thinks that one, that looks all right. I love that one.
Mikey.
So he picks it up, and He cuts his head off.
Oh.
Puts it on the block, cuts his head off, runs about a bit, like they do. He thinks it'll stop in a minute. Keeps running about.
Hmm.
Oh, what's going on here? Right? He's now, like, chasing a chicken without an head.
Yeah.
He's thinking he should die in a minute. Anyway, doesn't die. Chicken's walking around with no head. Lives for 18 months.
Yeah.
Chicken with no head.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Well, I'll tell you, I've heard this story before, Rick, and the explanation, as I understand it, was that certain vital cords, spinal cords, weren't severed when the head came off. So that was why it continued to live.
Yep.
I don't know if that sounds plausible.
It's fine. Absolutely fine. How did it take on protein and energy?
The fella who owned it, he said, well, hang on a minute. He said, I could kill it now.
But I've got a Wonder Chicken here.
But he's thinking, it must really want to live.
Sure.
Right? If it survives that, they sort of got something here.
Yeah.
So he, what he does, he gets a little eye droplet thing that he used to use on it. Obviously not anymore, right? And he filled it with grain and water, and it had a big hole in its neck where its head used to be. And he
incredibly.
And he dropped.
You know what? There's. I mean, that is possible then. If it, you know, without infection,
this, Rick,
without infection, if he's taking on things, it is possible, right? Why?
Why what?
Why did he do it? How cruel is that? I mean, it's not cruel, because the chicken obviously, you know.
He said if he thought it was a bit fed up, he would have killed it. He said, but it was running around quite happy.
Well, it wasn't fed up at all, because it had no brain.
Well.
What do you mean, well?
I'm just saying what.
It was nothing. It was just sinew and nerves and electrical impulses breaking down energies. Right, that's all it was. It didn't have a brain, so it was. But I'm worried about the psychology of keeping a pet without a head. I'm worried more about what the farmer was thinking than the chicken.
I tell you this: what I'm the question I'm asking is: was the mother-in-law impressed? I mean, that's why he set out. That's why he set out to shot Mike's head
off. This is lovely, but it's just the head where you don't kill a chicken like that all at once.
I thought we were having chicken for dinner. Come and look at this running around the yard.
Yeah. Oh dear.
So, there you go. You've learned something there.
Yeah, I have learned something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, one more.
That farmer. I've learned that farmer was very strange indeed.
Yeah. There you go.
I have to say, to be fair to Carl, I have a feeling like when I read it, the reason he kept it alive was as a novelty. He sold, he got charged people to come and see the incredible headless chicken called Mike.
Right.
So, there we are.
That's great.
So, tune, Steve?
A tune, yeah. I just thought I'd like to hear a little bit more from that NERD album. We played some of this from then when it first came out many, many moons ago. Since then, it's gone on, it's won awards, all sorts. And obviously, NERD now, Nerd, as they're sometimes known, kind of big producers. They're producing Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, all kinds of people. But this is a track from their album.
I've heard they're wicked.
They are indeed. And this is called Things Are Getting Better. Thanks. NERD. From their album In Search Of, and that's Things Are Getting Better. After the break, we got more Educating Ricky and the results to this week's Rockbusters.
And Richard Ashcroft.
Oh, dynamite.
Richard Ashcroft, Check the Meaning on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais with me, Steve Merchant. Carl just remembered a little story he was excited to tell you.
Okay.
Go on.
Oh, are you going to tell him?
Oh, okay. When we went into this cafe last week after. Carl had got his soil. We got two big bags of soil. I was going, get a bag. I mean, he was an arc and walk home. After about 10 yards, he was going, oh, my arms hurt. So he had to get a cab. So we stopped in this cafe. He had spaghetti bolognese. You were loving it, weren't you?
It was good. It was a good little day out.
And there was a woman that worked there, and she sort of, I could see her sort of looking at me, and she said, and then she came up and said, are you off the telly? And I went, yeah, yeah. She went, yeah, Chris Moyles.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
And I just laughed, and we both started laughing. She went, no, sorry, I don't know, I'm not, because what's your name? And I went, and I had to say it, I went, Ricky Gervais. She went, oh, no. She went, oh, the thing in the office. I went, yeah, yeah.
No, the funny thing was, she said, she went and said,
oh, no, I saw you on
Jonathan Ross.
Jonathan Ross, that's it, yeah.
So she'd obviously watched the Jonathan Ross show thinking, Chris Miles has, you know, lost his looks a bit or whatever. That's what I found funny, the fact that she must have watched
it,
thinking that
I saw you the other day, and I was like, yeah, yeah, she went, oh, and then we were still sort of laughing, I was thinking, she went, oh, sorry, but I was going, no, it's fine, I was thinking, imagine that, just like,
God.
Great, there's not a better one to pick.
That's just appalling.
Oh, that was lovely, it's the second time as well.
That you've been mistaken for Chris Moyles?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, you've got to feel bad about that.
I've had Moyles, I've had Vegas a few
Johnny
times.
Johnny Vegas, yeah, I can imagine.
Do you think, like, people are going up to Moyles going, you do that thing about working in an office?
Yeah, well, don't know. I don't know whether I hope that or not.
I don't know. It depends what he answers.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say that. Are you Chris Moyles? No. What's your name, Ricky Gervais? Never heard of you. That'd be brilliant.
Okay, right. Educated Ricky, number three. Well, we've got the emails in.
Yeah, people are finally trickling in. I think people are getting them.
People have got the full three, right? But, I mean, it's still worth emailing in because we never know who we're going to pick as a winner.
I'll tell you what, we've still got 50 minutes before we give the prize out. So let's give them again. Just give us a quick run there because I think these are tantalising. They really are.
Yeah. So the first one, the fella has only got one badge left.
Yeah.
That's E. The second one, the unmarried lady is a friend to eat out with. MD. Yeah. And the third one, I really, really love that woman. I love everything she does. That's M.
Excellent. All right. Ricky.Gervais@xfm.co.uk. You can win all kinds of prizes.
Educating Ricky,
right,
number three.
Final one. You've had Hippopotamus News.
You had
Chicken, you believe it. And the last one is I'll be no buying one of them.
I love that one.
All right. Interesting one, this. I spent probably 3 days looking for this stuff, right? And another one that I came across, right? And I was going to use.
Great life you've got!
I was just, going on the internet and that. And I also look in magazines. Found a story about a bloke who, I don't know, he's messing about with a chainsaw. And he's
I don't know. He's messing about with a chainsaw. He was juggling a midget, and whilst taking his alligator for a walk, and go on.
And his arm come off, right?
Come off. What do you mean his arm come off?
The chainsaw took it off.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It's like, oh.
Again,
anyway, he's going. Oh no.
Oh.
So there's a picture of him on an exercise bike, sort of just with a little stump sort of balancing, but he's getting on with his life, he's happy and everything, everything's fine, he's not complaining, it's his own fault, he's got no one to blame, right? So anyway, he goes to the doctors, and the doctor says, I can do something there. So he goes, well, it's all right, I'm getting by all right, don't worry about it. And he goes, no, we've got an arm in, right? We can attach that. A real arm from someone who's, I think, they'd passed away or lost an arm or something. And
they lost an arm and didn't want it back.
I love it. Are you using that? No, because I know someone.
Because I know a bloke, actually. Yeah.
Well, can't you just put this one back on? Well, it's first come, first serve, really.
I was just building a bionic man. We've replaced one arm with a robot's arm, so we've got a spare one.
So the doctor's going, let me put it on. He's like, well, all right then. So
ungrateful bastard.
So he does the operation. Right? Everything's fine. He's loving it. He's happy again because he said he can brush his teeth.
Right. Okay. If this is going to be
he's loving it again because now he can brush his teeth.
Right. If this is going to be, and it was a leg, or it was a chimp's arm,
or it was the arm of a killer.
It was two left arms. Right. Yeah. I'm going to kill you.
Oh, let's leave it then.
What is it? What's the answer?
No, it's not that. I'm just
what is, okay.
Right. So he says, go on and do it. So he sews it on, and like I say, he's happy. He's brushing his teeth. He can have a pint in the pub. He's lifting a pint with it. All his mates are happy for him. It goes on for about 2 years. Everything's fine. Then it all starts going flaky.
Oh, I knew it would.
Right. Was it made of chocolate?
All right. So it all goes all like gammy, and then for some
the
reason,
arm starts going gammy.
It goes gammy, and it gets longer.
Of course it does.
So there's a picture of him, right, stood in the magazine. He's stood there with his arms by his side. One arm's normal. The other one is, like, past his knees. He can pull his socks up without bending over.
Is this going to be they gave him the arm of an 8-year-old child who would have been the tallest man in the world?
No, he just said, oh, what am I going to do? And the doctor said, oh, there's not much we can do. And left it.
Wait a minute, you can't leave it there.
That's not a story.
You've got to tell us the explanation.
Was it
an incredible plastic arm? An incredible expanding arm? Did he fight crime later?
No.
Well, that's the end of the story. You've got no scientific explanation as to why...
That's why I didn't pick it.
But you just told it to us anyway.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the sort of knowledge I come over when I'm looking for the good knowledge. Yeah?
So why did this arm grow? He must have had an adult arm. They couldn't have given him an arm.
I don't know. It's just one of them.
It's rubbish again,
it's
isn't
not,
it?
It's an interesting story, but you should have read.
It's not, it's rubbish.
But you should have read to the end. There was photos.
Proof. Yeah.
But you should have read to the end of the article, Carl.
No, I did. And he said, you know, he's not happy and he wishes he wouldn't have had it done and all that. And, you know.
Are you sure this wasn't entirely unexpected?
No, seriously, he was saying, you know, his teeth are nice and clean again because he could brush them and that. But his arm's getting in the way. Ruining his shirts and everything. So leave that.
Let's play a tune. Let's come back with the next one. Because I love the fact that this is like Ronnie Corbett telling one of his jokes. That's ironic. That wasn't even the story he was going to tell us.
I'll play it, man. Go on.
That's all right, isn't it? Travis. Love will come through, mm-hmm. quite like that, on that's XFM 104.9. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington in the chair. We've had the answers in. It's Rockbusters. Mm-hmm. It's the results. Yeah. Carl, give us the winning answers.
Right, Steve, you search for a winner.
I will.
At random. We can slip into that. So, the first one was, the fella's only got one badge left.
I have no idea.
The initial was E.
Go on.
Will I get out the answer now?
Yeah, give the answer. Yeah,
I think you should.
That was his last sticker. Yeah,
Elastica, the band Elastica.
It doesn't work.
The word sticker and a badge are not interchangeable.
And it's not his last sticker. It's Elastica.
Yeah, but like his last sticker. So someone's got it.
Oh, so say a different word and it works. Oh, so if the band is Elastica, then it works. God, if only Justin would have named it different. If she'd have just gone, let's call it Elastica, then we'd have, yeah.
Second one.
What was the clue?
The unmarried lady is a friend he out with.
Go on.
That's Miss Dynamite.
Miss Dynamite?
Doesn't work.
Yeah, but it's been running for 4 weeks. We've done the obvious
ones. Doesn't work. Doesn't work.
Miss Dynamite.
Again, if she'd have called herself Miss Dynamite, it would work. She didn't. See, what's happening is pop stars are letting you down by naming themselves incorrectly for your clues. Those don't work. They don't count.
And the last one. I really, really love that woman. I love everything she does. That was M.
Yeah.
That was Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna. I'm going to give you that. That worked, yeah. Right, that's the end of that feature, until you can get ones that work. Okay, so you won't hear any more of that, because it's rubbish. You're running out already.
Do
you just think of the first three things that come to your mind and make them fit? Think of three bands and make a clue, and if it fits, it fits, if it doesn't, it doesn't matter.
I just went through the
game. Rubbish. It was rubbish.
Whatever.
Right, play a record.
Hang on, we've got a winner.
We have. Actually, you say all this, Rick, but lots of people got them right, which I don't know what that proves, really. I don't know if that says, you know, you're the tosser or
they're as stupid as Carl?
One or the other.
Okay.
But I'm going to give it to Simon and Daisy in Hitchin. They got the right answers, and well done to them. They get the Pelican Brief and some other treats.
Serves you right.
I look forward to
that. Serves you right for understanding Carl.
Suede's new one, Obsessions, on XFM 104.9. Well, I'm Ricky Gervais, obviously, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. Well, Carl, that's about it, and we got sidetracked on the last Educating Ricky. You telling me about a man whose arm grew.
Well, something went wrong. I'm not saying it grew, just saying...
What? The rest of him shrunk?
It went long.
It went long. What, is that growing now? What do you mean it went long? Did it grow, or what, did it come loose?
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, so it was hanging by a thread that's made it look long? Yeah. Within the skin.
It's like how you can stretch a pair of tights if something is too heavy.
Arms are very much like tights. They are very much like tights.
So the one that we didn't get round to on Educating Ricky was I'll be no buying one of them.
Go on.
Are you familiar
with the
same white elephant?
Something is a white elephant? Yeah, I don't think so.
Hold on. You phoned me last night and said, what does white elephant mean? And I told you.
Yeah, I know, but I know where it came from, but I just was wondering what it was about.
So in what way is Educating Ricky you calling me up and asking me something?
Well, do you know how it came about?
You've given away some of the secrets of the show there, it would appear. I didn't realise he was phoning you for information.
Well, he just asked me what the term white elephant meant in sort of like colloquial.
Did he say, why are you interested, Carl? No reason.
No, go on.
Well, what it is, ages ago when...
So what do we understand white elephant to mean?
It's... Well, some of that's useless, that's like a bit of a, you know, you know, something that you wouldn't want around, that's just stood there doing nothing.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, Carl.
So, so years ago, when people used to use elephants.
Years
more,
ago, go on.
More, when people used to use elephants?
Yeah, more than they do now.
Right.
more than they do now!
This doesn't involve a midget, does it?
No. So, you know, they'd use them in the workplace and stuff.
Sure, yeah, as factories. Sort of, yeah.
To move stuff
teenagers
around and that.
Yeah, security guards.
Yeah. Can't trust them with the buns, though. That's why they stopped using them.
Oh, right. God, go on.
So there was loads of elephants knocking about. And the thing is, right...
You couldn't move from.
If you have a lot of something, you also have a lot of demic ones, don't you?
A lot of what?
You know, sort of demicky ones. Ones that aren't right, really.
Demicky?
Well, you know, like, they weren't properly. They weren't properly.
They weren't.
Sorry,
demicky
or
Carl,
properly.
What are you doing?
Right, I'm getting to the story. So what I'm telling you is
they were a bit demicky, so they weren't properly.
Have you started making words up?
Right. Yeah, you Stanley Unwin.
Listen,
reincarnated.
Demicky?
Well, yeah.
There was a lot of albino elephants knocking about.
Where? Okay. Where is this?
Olden times. Africa.
Should we say Africa?
Yeah. If an answer's got a question mark at the end, I'm not sure.
It's either Africa or India, but I'll give you a clue. Were these elephants, do they have big ears or little ears?
I didn't sort of notice the size of the elephants. What I noticed is they were white because they were albino elephants.
Okay.
Right? So that's why they're heading, I'll be no buying one of them.
Okay.
So, what would happen is people who didn't know what they were doing, like, you know how you get people making a mistake buying cars that are full of problems and that? Back then when people were buying elephants, they'd go up to someone, say, I'm after an elephant, and the fellow would say, yeah, I've got one here for you, sure. This is a nice one. Mm-hmm. And it was all white and stuff, and it had, like, blue eyes.
You should never trust a used elephant salesman.
It was just this elephant that's white with blue eyes.
Right. So,
this is great.
So a fellow who didn't know what he was doing would buy the elephant, and he'd get it back, and it'd be all sort of lazy and stuff,
oh,
and
we'd
be doing
kind,
the stuff.
Yeah. Mm.
And he'd say, what's up with this? And his mate, who's a bit of an expert with elephants, and go, oh, where have you bought that from? And he'd say, oh, I got it off that fella, and he goes, oh...
All this embellishing nonsense he does with the story.
You shouldn't have bought that. So he goes, why? And he says, it's only albino, isn't it? And he's like, what does that mean? And he said, oh, it gets tired. Yeah. It's not that good at doing work and that. You shouldn't have bought
it. It steals from you.
But elephants back then were like a god. You know what I mean?
Right.
You couldn't say, oh, I'm sick of this, then I'm going to abandon it or anything,
okay.
Because elephants were seen as, like, pretty high up on the chain of things. So they'd end up being stuck with an elephant, that's an albino,
yeah.
Couldn't do much, gets tired, basically gets in the way. So they said, that's where they're saying, like, you know, oh, but a bit of a white elephant there.
What do you reckon, Rick?
I feel like I haven't been educated. I feel like I've lost something. So at a time in my life that I can never get back. I feel like I've sort of been soiled, and I don't know where to start. I'm angry. Do you know what I mean? I'm angry.
Sure. Yeah, I can see that.
And all that rubbish around. Look at his little face.
Well,
what was that, all that shit about a second-hand elephant salesman and his mate knew about elephants? What is it? What are they had blue eyes. What are you?
Well,
albinos have red eyes for a start.
That's it. We've run out of time.
Oh, yeah. What? What are you going to do about this next week? Are you going to actually do some educating next week? And what about Rockbusters? Are you going to make the clues proper cryptic clues?
Well, that's the teaser, isn't it? That's what we'll leave them with.
Will it be any good next week?
Yeah.
Tune in and find out on XFM 104.9.